President Trump, former President Trump, current President Trump, whatever is really going on, he stated a few days ago that this would be the next 7-8 days would be to remember. So, 2 days ago, Elon Musk said the new quantum internet would be up by the end of the month, by the end of December. Also, regulation would be in place as well by that time. Now, the quantum internet going up, that means that they can now put in action the quantum financial system. So, the ACE said by mid-December, we would know where we were going. The Three Gorges Dam and Big Pharma Labs will start the Black Swan event. The Black Swan event will trigger everything. Not only the RV, the revaluation of global currencies, but a transfer of wealth. 6,000 cures will be shared. Some of that would be the med beds. Obviously, we have an update on that. And the expression and expansion of freedom throughout the planet. These events will change the world forever. And we're talking about between now and the end of December. The earthquakes along the Yangtze and all the flooding has to do with taking out underground facilities there, some of which belong to the CIA. I do not know if Gene Decode is actually talking about that, but when it comes to this type of thing, he seems to be the go-to guy for that. So I'm not going to step out of my lane for that. But anyway, it's been brought to my attention. What's currently going on now is not a war against Russia. It is not a war against China specifically. What we're seeing are white hats around the world at war with the reptilian Rothschild families. That's what we're dealing with. That's where it is all now, all right? And the Rothschild minions. And they're paying them with the funny money, which is why they're freaking the hell out, because the new system is coming in, like gangbusters. And that's the next piece of intel. Okay, so before we get to that, I want to just tell you that Mike Adams did a interview with Christine Massey. Absolutely imperative. Every single one of you listen to it. That's Mike Adams with Christine Massey. There's also a new Stu Peters with Dr. David Martin. Absolutely a must listen. That's your homework for the weekend. It will change your life. Okay, and along with that, you might be interested to know that HIV virus has never been isolated. The AIDS virus has never been isolated. HPV has never been isolated. They can't even prove it actually exists. And yet they're giving everyone and our children viruses for this shit. Polio was caused by heavy metals that were being sprayed on crops. They turned it into a virus, the pharmaceutical companies, so that they could sell a fucking vaccine. It's dark. It's dark. The Omicron virus, according to a new study, is only transmissible through your TV set and the mainstream media. Okay? It's more bullshit. Okay. The government of Iraq was supposed to release their international rate last Monday. The IMF told them not to. Well, yesterday, the government of Iraq released their international rate. And the international rate for the new dinar is $11.90 U.S. That's what I said. Now, I don't know what it's going to be in each one of your countries, but we were expecting to see it on the Forex this morning. It'll probably show up Sunday morning, but this is going live. Now, what's also interesting, it's being called the golden dinar because it's being backed by gold. The Kuwait government is sharing the gold dinar. So they're going to share this, which is a remarkable thing because, one, it'll give a great deal of stability to the Middle East. Two, Iraq paid Kuwait back for Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait, and they did not pay them with the worthless dinar. They paid them with the new gold-backed currency. So everybody's best friends again. Okay, everything's been just forgiven, and everybody's ready to move on. We understand that Iran is supposed to be very close behind this. Now, as you all know, if you've been following the currencies and the basket of currencies for the global currency reset, not the Rothschild nonsense, Iraq was always going to be the first country to go, and then all the others would go, and they all have their own timeline. So it could very well be that when you go to exchange your dinar, when the time is when they start taking appointments, or it goes live in your individual countries, that you might have to make several trips if you have multiple currencies. Do not know about the Zim. Do not know about the dong. I do not know about the rest of the currencies in the bunch just yet. But this is happening. This is very much happening, and everyone should be very, very excited because this will end poverty, and this will greatly shift how the world operates from this point on. You should also be aware that the Rothschilds have been informed that their bloodline is not going to be allowed to exist on this planet anymore. So you can read whatever you want into that, but they and their ancestral off-world lineage are all gone. They're gone. One way or the other, they're all gone. It's done. It's over. So we have that. In country, the rate in Iraq is $4.81 US. Outside, it's $11.90. It could be higher in some other countries. It all depends. Now, when you go to exchange your dinar and you ask for cash here in the U.S., it's my understanding that they're going to be giving you the new currency, the USN, United States note, not a Federal Reserve note. So a lot of change. A lot of change. All good stuff. Okay? All good stuff. That doesn't mean we're not going to have some bullshit, because we probably are. Okay. There is an update on the med beds. I'm just going to read you this. I got this from ME. Thank you very much. She has contacts in the military. And I'm just going to read this to you. Thank you for all the information you provided. In the last webinar, I wanted to share some information that I had regarding the release and use of med beds. I have the sources in the military and friends and relatives that work in the medical industry as well. There will be no sleeping gas or drugs used to prepare people for treatments in med beds. This is 100% natural and organic. The melatonin in one's body will be ramped up to a degree that a deep sleep ensues. There will be no sedative used. Again, melatonin is a natural component. No one will be placed second or at the back of the line to receive treatment who were injected with a vaccine. Everyone will be treated equally. There will be no judgment or discrimination to be tolerated. People with PTSD or other mental challenges will be treated with no judgment. Obviously, those who have severe disabilities or conditions will get their treatments first. The advanced technology works on a cellular DNA level to correct repair everything. There is minimal downtime in recovery for any of these treatments. Most pre-treatment care will be of a psychological nature to help prepare people for the dramatic changes they are going to experience. There is no post-operative healing. We've also heard that the age regression component was something that anyone would be able to take advantage of. I have not heard of anything regarding only three times are possible for age regression because of possible brain damage. I got an update on that yesterday. Most of the information in the paper you read is in fact correct. I just wanted to point out the different components I've heard from multiple sources. Thank you for taking into consideration the different information that we have all heard, that I have shared with you from three different sources. Hopefully we won't need this technology as long as we ascend into 5D. Now, what I got yesterday was that there are people that have brain damage that will be treated with the med bed. That has to be done first. That correction, that healing has to occur first before there's an age regression. There is some question about those who have been part of the space program. Well, it's not a secret anymore, but we'll just say the Space Force. Those who are in the 2020 and back again programs, there is a question because they've already done this, if they can do it again or how it's going to be done. But I'm sure that's already being worked out. Those people who have ET DNA infusions, such as super soldiers, there is a question again on the age regression if they in fact can do that, because they do not know exactly how the ET DNA is going to react to the age regression programming. Those are all things that are going to have to be worked out, but for the majority of us, that is not the case. Okay. The United States military is withdrawing our remaining troops out of Iraq, the 3,600 or so troops. They began pulling them out last night, so that Iraq, at some point, either today or over the weekend, can announce that they are a totally sovereign nation. They did that. The ZIM is bond. They are bonds. They are printed on bond paper, and that was done intentionally. So they will be treated somewhat differently than the regular currencies that we are exchanging. Okay, so that's it. All right, JP, I'm ready. I wanted to give you that thing possible. That's positive. Before you go to bed at night, listen to good music. Before you go to bed at night, listen to some comedy. Anything to make you laugh, to put you in a good state of mind. Do not go to bed all stressed out and worrying. Because there's so much to look forward to. We're going to leave all this crap behind. The reason we're seeing it now is because we need to know that it was real and it's been around us all this time. And now that we're coming out of our box, we're going to be seeing all this. And there's still some ugly to see. There is. But the future's bright. We're not going into slavery. We're not being invaded. All right? We're becoming free. So the only boogeymen we have are those which we are carrying in ourselves. It's time to let it go. I love you. Thank you for supporting our little webinar and our Q&As.